The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And it is time now for the final game of tonight's Classic in the Country from Highland. Here's Matt Croy.
And good evening. It is Highland with a record of 13-1 facing Archbishop Alter with a record of 10-5. Stay tuned with the pregame interview with head coach Brady Schlabel next on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on a dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless Beef Stew, $4.98 a pound. USDA Select Boneless New York Strip Half, $6.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Steak, $5.18 a pound. 21 to 25 count Southern Seas Raw Shrimp, $5.98. Sea Best Cod Fillets, $5.98. Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast, $3.98 a pound. Gerber's Whole Fryer Chicken, $1.98 a pound. Crisp Broccoli Crowns for $1.48 a pound. And 3-pound bag of Cara Red or Naval Oranges, $3.98. It's all now through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
And I'm joined by Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Schlabel here. Day one of the Classic in the Country. Brady, almost in the books here, and really a great day here in day one.
Yeah, it's been a phenomenal day. Really good crowds. You know, it wouldn't be the Classic in the Country without a snowstorm on Saturday morning. So made sure we got that in. But, some phenomenal games down to the wire. Really good games. Expecting next game, Mount Notre Dame Magnificat, to be awesome right before us. So, really good first day.
With a second, a look at your team here, Brady. 13-1, winners of 13 straight. They only lost that opener at Strongsville. Talk about what has been working so well for your basketball team.
You know, I think just kind of looking across the team, we've got so many different kids that can score in different ways. And I think it makes us harder to guard when, you know, everybody's being aggressive, everybody's moving the ball, playing unselfish. And then these kids just play really hard naturally, and so it's something that you don't have to coach as much, and when you get to worry about some more of the little things and not have to worry about that type of stuff, it's fun to coach and it's fun to be around.
Makes a difference, and you close it out here day one against Kettering Alter. Of course, they come in out of Division Four. What do you know about this Alter team?
Yeah, you know, just a notoriously great program in Ohio, always regional, state tournament type team, very well coached, disciplined. They rebound the ball extremely well. If you don't box them out, they're going to get the offensive rebound every time. Really good post player going to Northern Kentucky, so she'll be a battle for us, but I think we're up for it, but we'll see.
Be a big battle here, and of course a nice test here when you think about Joplin Yoder, you know, a test for her, well, Ellie Havoker inside.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to lean on those two today, especially defensively, to kind of keep them in check. And then hopefully on the offensive end, you know, we can put the ball in the basket finally this year.
It's a lot of excitement for the media and the fans here. How about the girls? Do they really get up for this? Get a chance to play in front of the crowd here at the Classic?
Yeah, they do. They love this. You know, it's a regional, it's a state tournament type atmosphere. And so to get to play in something like that in January is huge for experience. But, you know, we talk with our kids, too. It's just another game. And so once you run out for warm-ups, it's another game. And, you know, you lock in the same way you would for any other game. So hopefully we can kind of get settled down early and play our game.
Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
And that is the voice of Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Schlebel here at the Classic in the Country.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Highland taking on Kettering Alter to close out the final game of the day one of the WKLM Classic in the country. Highland, a record of 13-1. They won 13 straight, taking on Kettering Alter, the record of 10-5. And Alter, of course, out of Division 4. Highland is out of Division 7. Should be a good one tonight here to close out a day one action here. We'll get some thoughts here in a little bit here from Dave Nacuzzi Border, who will be along for the broadcast for the seeding. And we're picking up the national anthem here from the court here momentarily. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services of Millersburg. And we'll now pick up the national anthem live here from the court. Here, Dave Schlebel Court at the Reese Center. Once again, tonight's Dash With and has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Cousy.
Matt, thank you very much for the Archbishop Alders, coached by Kendall Peck and Christina Hart. They go this way. Number two is a 5'7 freshman, Izzy Akuri. Number five is a 5'7 junior, Alina Overman. Number 12 is a 5'7 freshman, Sarah Brand. Number 15 is a 5'8 junior, Sam Pothest. And number 30, the 6'1 post, headed to Northern Kentucky, is Maddie Mooney. For Highland Hawks, a 13-1 record, coached by Brady Schlabaugh, they line up this way. Number 2 is a 5'6 sophomore, Macy Mollett. Number 11 is Evie Mass, a 5'5 junior. Number 15, 5'7 senior, is Trish Troyer. Number 3 in the post is 5'10 senior, Ellie Habiger. And rounding up the lineup for the Hawks is the 6-foot senior, number 35, Joplin Yoder, headed to Ashland University.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. Will have your car looking brand new. We'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. And Cousy, we're talking about this off the air. Not often you find a school that has about as much rich basketball tradition as Highland, but Alter certainly rivals that. Two teams that have a lot of the state championships to their name.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. I was doing some looking here today. You know, I knew Alter was in the state tournament many, many years here, but they've got five state championships under their belt, including the last one in 2022. They got one state runner-up, all that since the 2008 season. So year in, year out, you can find Archbishop Alder in the state tournament. They're going to make another deep run this year. They're 10-5. That's deceiving. But you look at their, they've lost to three out-of-state teams. They've beaten Afrocentric. That's all you need to know. So Highland's going to have their hands full tonight.
It'll be quite a battle tonight at the recenter. A good one here to cap off day one action. We'll take a break, come back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Remember, this game tonight and all the games of the Classic are live streamed via pay-per-view. Go to WKLM.live. That's WKLM.live to access tonight's contest, as well as all the games that are live streamed throughout the Classic of the country, if you'd like to do that. Of course, we're also tonight on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Halen back at the studio. Of course, Claxton Communications, our partners, to allow you to do the live streaming as well at the Classic. McCoy alongside David Cousy-Border for tonight's broadcast. And for Highland, white jerseys, white shorts, red numerals and black trim. Joplin Yoder doing the jump for Highland, 6-foot senior and Ashland commit. And for Alter, there are brown jerseys and brown shorts and also gold numerals and gold trim. Jumping for them, Maddie Mooney. And she's a 6'1 senior going to Northern Kentucky. There's the toss won by Alter going from right to left in the first half from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Schlabaugh Court. With the dribble now to the left side, there's a pass deflected and stolen away just like that by Joplin Yoder. Drive the other direction, going from left to right is Highland. Yoder, cross-court pass, left side, received by Trish Troyer. Now to Macy Mullet near the midcourt line. It's the handoff to Habiger, back in the left wing, received by Trish Troyer. Back out Joplin Yoder now. Jab step, now dribbles it. It's a pass off. Here's Habiger on the right point. Habiger, entry pass, right post, goes inside the Joplin Yoder, fumbles it, and it bounces off her leg, and that'll be a Highland turnover.
Yeah, you can tell right away, Matt, as soon as Joplin caught it in there, Alder, a lot of attention, they double-team her right away, so a lot of presence in the post defense.
A lot of attention. Alder has it going into the front court. They'll beat the Highland pressure. On the right side is Maddie Mooney. Handles the ball like a guard does, the 6'1 senior. On the left side here, Sarah Brand. Pass inside goes to Mooney. Here's shot off the last. That's good with the left hand.
Yeah, she catches it that deep. She's pretty much automatic there.
2-0 Alter. Highland ball. Here's Trish Troyer on the left wing. Troyer dribbles it to the corner. Now to the baseline. Troyer, cross-court pass, right side. Grabbed by Habiger. Now on the floor and stolen away by Sarah Bram. Highland turnover. Alter has the basketball. Pass goes to the corner. Received by Mooney. Her three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound to Evie Mass. Highland ball. Now it'll be Macy Mullet into the front court. They're down 2-0. Mullet to the foul line. Pass to the corner and corralled by Trish Troyer now. Out top, here's Evie Mass for a three-pointer up in the air, partially blocked. He was out of bounds. It should be off Alter. Now they're going to see it's off of Highland. I think it maybe hit Habiger before it went out.
Yeah, good job of by Alter there closing out on Evie Mass on the perimeter. It's a team rebound for Alter.
So now Alter will have it as a result. Here's Sarah Brand, the 5'7 freshman guard across the half-court line. Works it against Trish Troyer. Bounce pass to Alina Overman, high on the right side. Overman, crossover out top. Down to the foul line. Overman, shot left hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Joplin Yoder. Lady Hawks basketball. Now Macy Mullett into the front court. Has it out top to the foul line. Mullett, bounce pass, right corner goes to Evie Mass. Out top now to Joplin Yoder. Crossover to the foul line. Yoder, she'll find Evie Mass down top. Back in the right wing to Macy Mullett. Mullett to the foul circle. She'll find Trish Troyer. Back to Macy Mullett near the midcourt line. It's the play court called from Brady Schlabel. Mullett now to the baseline. Spins around, hands it off to Joplin Yoder on the left wing. Yoder, three-point up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound, crowd by Habiger. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound finally knocked away. It's going to be a foul called by Habiger going over the back. And good play inside by Habiger. Just couldn't close it out, and now the foul. It'll be back to Alter.
Yeah, good job by Elliott getting the offensive rebound. Tried the left-hand finish. Did attempt, but Coach Sleeball's going to take that hustle every time.
No doubt. And again, it'll be Alter basketball against the Highland Fulker pressure. Para Mishler, the freshman, is in. Also, Tora Weaver has checked in, joining Trish Troyer, Macy Mullett, and Joplin Yoder. Ball thrown in at midcourt, knocked away and stolen by Para Mishler. That'll be the second Alter turnover. And Highland has it down 2-0. 5.5 to play first quarter. Macy Mullett drive, lobs it inside, and gets the double team of Joplin Yoder and stolen away. Alter has it the other direction. The dribble to the foul circle. Now to the foul line, Maddie Moody. Moody shot the last, no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Tori Weaver. Now Macy Mullen has it for the Lady Hawks. Into the front court. Into the corner goes to Perrin Mishler. Three-pointer by Mishler up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Weaver, however. Back in the corner to Trish Troyer. To Weaver. Left wing, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound finally hauled in by Izzy Arcuri. And the Alter Knights have it. Now up 2-0. Into the corner. Now grabbed by Ireton. Back out top of the pass to Molly Miller. Back on the right side. Drive by Moody to the foul line. Cut off. Moody shovels the right wing. Sarah Brand for a three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Perrin Mishler and a great box out. Mishler got the board. Highland has the ball. They're still down 2-0. 4:40 to play. First quarter from the recenter. Macy Mullett into the front court. Dribbles it out top. On the left wing, Trish Troyer. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer up in the air is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Four finally picked up by Maddie Moody. Knights basketball. Moody into the front court. Cross court pass. Grabbed to the corner now. Now the dribble. And pass by Ireton. Up top, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be way short of the rim on that shot by Moody.
That was a deep, deep three. She shot that one from Walnut Creek.
She certainly did.
It was deep.
Meanwhile, Highland getting some good looks, Goody, just not able to knock him down so far.
They are. You can tell. I mean, Alder is long and athletic in half-court defense. Highland's going to have to look to score in transition because you get in the half-court against Alder. They're very fundamental and well-coached.
Lady Hawks have it. Down 2-0. Evie Mass bumped. There is the foul. It'll be snapped on Alina Overman. First team foul on Alder.
Yeah, the other thing here early on here, only 4 minutes into the first quarter, you know, Highland's got three turnovers already. They're going to have to take care of the basketball and get some good looks here.
Weaver inbounds it. It'll be chased down in the backcourt by Mast. Mast across the half-court line, dribbles it to the foul line. To the lane, Mast. Runner going to be blocked. Rebound by Habiger in the basket. Outlet pass goes in the hands of Joplin Yoder. Yoder drive, shot off the glass, going to be no good by Joplin, but she'll be found. Good take to the basket after the big offensive rebound by Habiger.
Yeah, that's a second offensive rebound already for Ellie here in the first quarter. So giving Highland extra possessions, and Joplin doing a good job getting the free throw line.
Molly Miller, her first, second team foul on Alter. Joplin Yoder now at the charity stripe. Free throw is going to be good. That's the first point tonight for Highland. Joplin, Ashland University commit, a 6-foot senior, averaging 16 points per game and just over 8 rebounds per contest, and a 78% free throw shooter. That free throw up going to be good as well, and that'll tie the game up at 2 apiece. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Alter has the basketball, gets that full court pressure. And juggled and thrown away by Ireton, stolen by Weaver. Right wing now to Evie Master. Three-pointers no good. Rebound. Finally grabbed by Maddie Moody. Knights have it to the front court. Over to Molly Miller. Back to Moody. Moody dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Their pass goes to the corner. Now the drive lane by Overman. Overman scoop shot off last. Going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be fought for and going to be scrum for the basketball. It's going to be a held ball. Arrow does point to Highland.
Yeah, get a team rebound for Highland. I'll tell you, Tori Weaver, the smallest kid on the floor. She's got two rebounds already, but just like that, just keeping the play alive, giving Highland on possession here.
And she seems to do that every game, Kuzi.
She does, and that just does, things that don't show up at the stat board a lot, but those are things that coaches really appreciate as a player.
Highland has it tied at two. Macy Mullet now to the right wing. Mullet now to the baseline. Her cross-court pass goes to Trish Troyer in the left wing. Out top, Evie Mass, right side, Habiger. Habiger dribbles it, spins around. Looking, pass into the corner, goes to Trish Troyer. Troyer spins around for the defender, into the corner to Habiger. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be knocked down. Ellie Habiger gives Highland their first lead, 5-2. That's their first field goal as well. And it'll be a foul call to the press and the double team in the backcourt.
Yeah, I mean, big three by Ellie. It's almost like, Highland has turned down some open threes. But again, I think they can't be tentative. They got to shoot the open threes. People like Evie Mash, Trish Troyer, they get open looks. They got to take them, give a chance to rebound.
First personal foul on Weaver, second team foul on Highland. And Alter again has it on the dribble. Sarah Brand across the half court line. Guarded by Macy Mullet. Brand dribbles it high on the right. Bounce pass. Chased down by Shea Shepherd. Dumps it inside. And a shot by Miller blocked. Rebound going to be picked up by Weaver. Weaver into the transition. Bounce pass to Evie Mass. Back to Weaver. Knocked out of bounds instead by Miller. The Highland will have the basketball.
Yeah, Highland maintains. Tori Weaver with some incredible minutes there. She got three rebounds in about 3 minutes of action. So, good job by Tori.
Provided a great spark. And now Highland has it in a 5-2 lead beneath their own backboard. And stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Macy Mullet inbounds it. Out top to Evie Mast. Jab step, back in the left wing. Back here under the dribble by Trish Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. On the right wing, Habiger. Habiger spins around. Her pass down to Mullet. Mullet now to the baseline. Comes to a jump stop. Double team. And spins away from it. Her pass to a cutting Evie Mast. Out top, Trish Troyer. Troyer down to the foul line, to the lane. Throws it inside the paint. Going to be tied up. Leading Joplin Yoder. Inside, it's going to be an arrow pointing the other direction, however, to Alter. So Highland will get that turnover, and Alter has it. Full court pressure on again by Highland. Embedded and grabbed by Izzy Arcuri. Dribbles it a three-quarter score now across the timeline. 2-10 and counting first quarter. 5-2 Highland, and Alter has the ball. Now to Sarah Brand on the left point. Brand dribbles the top of the key against Mullen. Now on the right side, gets the handoff over to Alina Overman. Bounce pass out top. Now dribbled by Pottis, still on the right point. Over to Arcuri. Back out top to Moody. Moody to the foul line. Spins around against Habiger. Her shot off the last. No good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Here's Macy Miller with for Highland. Now on the right wing. 1:40 to play in the first. Highland with the ball and a 5-2 advantage.
Yeah, both teams just really, really getting after the half-court defense.
And Joplin has it inside the paint. Her shot up off the glass is going to be no good. Rebound by Joplin. Puts it back up. Second effort. That's going to be good. 4 points for Joplin. 7-2 Highland. And Highland, meanwhile, on the 7-0 run. Pass inside. Going to be scooped up. No good. But a foul's called under the basket. And it'll be two free throws coming up now for Alter.
Yeah, I think they got Evie Mast on that one. But, couldn't corral that first rebound. Coach Label talked about it in pregame, Matt, about the Alter and their offensive rebounding. So you could tell it's a big part of their game.
And it's key. And we Evie's first personal, 13th foul on Highland in the quarter. Free throws up in and out and no good on the first attempt. That is by Izzy Arcuri. And she'll have one more to go. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Fed and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Did a Curry rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland with the ball and up 7-2. 1:13 to play in the first from the recenter. Macy Mullet out top. Bounce pass, Joplin Yoder left of the foul line. Joplin on the right wing back to Habiger. Habiger looking. Out top to Evie Mast. Gets the handoff behind here now. Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Mullet looking. Pass left wing, Trish Troyer. Troyer now top of the key. Back inside, Joplin Yoder. Yoder shot up in the air, going to be in and out. No good against that double team, but she drew a foul. Joplin will go back to the foul line.
Yeah, really good post-entry pass there. Joplin was really patient and, again, drawing contact to get the line for the second time already.
That foul is on Moody, her first 13 foul against the Knights. Joplin, 4 points so far. That free throw will make it five. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Joplin with the second free throw. That's up in the air. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound will be grabbed by Sam Potist. Knights with the basketball. 8-2 Highland. 40 seconds and counting first quarter. On the left wing, the Sarah Brand dribbles the top of the key. Brand down to the right wing. Pass inside, deflected and stolen by Trish Troyer. Troyer the other direction with it for Highland. On that left wing, that was the fourth Alter turnover. Back out top to Macy Mullen. 20 seconds, she'll get the play call from head coach Brady Stabaugh, maybe looking for that final shot.
Exactly, yep, playing for one, plus Highland's got the possession to start the second quarter.
15 seconds, now down the 10 seconds to go. Mullet, bounce pass, right to the foul line, Joplin Yoder, 8 seconds. Joplin dribbles it, her shot up in the air, going to be knocked down, Joplin Yoder.
Wow.
2-1, and that will do it for the first. At the end of one, Highland closed out the quarter to 10-0 run. It's Highland 10 and Kettering Alter 2. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Courtesy of Kuzi, where Highland was 1 of 7 on 3-point tries, Alter 0 for 4. The Lady Hawks 2 for 5 from 2-point range, Alter 1 for 4 for 25%. Highland 3 of 4 for the foul line for 75%, Alter 0 for 2. Highland rebounded Alter 12 to 7. 4 turnovers for Alter, 3 for the Lady Hawks in that first quarter. Meanwhile, pass inside to Joplin Yoder to begin the second. She'll bank it up in with the left hand.
Great execution out of timeout by Coach Label on the Hawks.
Absolutely. 9 points for Joplin Yoder, and Highland a 12-2 advantage now on a 12-0 run. Ultra basketball back out top to Overman. On the left wing, received by Miley Tony. Back in the corner, grabbed by Molly Miller. Miller dribbles it. Back out top to Tony. Dribbles it. Bounce pass goes inside to Moody. Moody double team, spins away from it. She'll pick it up, gets the handoff back to Miley Tony. On the left wing, and the handoff goes over to Moody. Back out top to Sarah Bram. On the left point, received by Maddie Moody to the foul line. Back to the top of the key. Back in the left corner, goes to Miller. Miller three-pointer high in the air. Off the mark, rebound chased down by Joplin Yoder. Yoder has it, dribbles it into the front court. Back in the corner now, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Overman. Foul on Joplin Yoder. I think that three-pointer would have brought the house down, Kuzi.
It would have. A good open-looking transition there for Trish. Coach Laybaugh will take that look every time.
First personal on Joplin. First team foul on Highland in the second quarter. Fulker pressure is on. 12-2 Lady Hawks. 1 minute into the second. And Alter has it. It'll be Maddie Moody. Bounce pass to Overman. She'll cross the half-court line. Working against Evie Mast. Overman spins around. Has it left wing. Overman. Pass inside goes to Moody on the left block. Moody. Jump hook up in the air. She'll knock it down.
Yeah, good right-hand finisher by Maddie. She did a lefty. She finished there with the right hand. So a good right-hand finish for her.
It's a drive by Macy Mullen up in the air. Her shot for the baseline, no good. Rebound grabbed by Overman. Of course, that bucket snapped a 12-0 Highland run by Moody on that other trip down the floor. 12-4 Highland. Ultra basketball pass inside to Moody, and she's going to be fouled by Hamburger. And second team foul on Highland. Hamburger has her second.
Yeah, really there by Ellie. The foul saved an easy look there for Maddie Moody. So not a bad foul at all for Highland.
Perrin Mishler and Tori Weaver will check in, and Hamburger will have a seat with a few personal fouls, and also having his seat will be Edie Mast. Ultra to inbound beneath thrown back for trailing 12-4. Pass goes out top to Overman. Pass past to Moody on the left wing. Out top. Now received by Ireton on the right wing. Here's the dribble by Sarah Brand. Out top, Moody here. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be off the mark, off the glass. Rebound, Tori Weaver again. Highland ball. Macy Mullett into the front court. On the left corner, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointers up in the air. It's going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Molly Miller. Knights have it. Into the front court. The dribble now by Miller. Met defensively by Trish Troyer. Troyer falls down. Miller down to the foul line. Kicks her right wing back to Sarah Brand. Out top. Goes to Irichard. Her three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good as she falls down. Ball trickles out of bounds. Saved by Moody somehow. Now finally out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Overman, and Highland will have the basketball.
Yeah, TV rebound there for Highland. Good job of chasing it down.
And Edie Mass checking back in. Macy Mullett will have a rest. 12-4 Highland. Again, final game of day number one of the Classic of the Country. Reminder, this game is being live-streamed. It is pay-per-view. Go to WKLM.live. That's WKLM.live. The line to access this game or any of the games at the Classic this weekend. We're also tonight on FM 95.3, and as well as on Stream 1 at WKLMFM.com. Highland ball. Here's Trish Troyer in the left wing. Troyer holds onto it. Surveys the defense. Now dribbles it. Back in the corner. Goes to Edie Mast. Mast out top. Now to Perrin Mishler, but a foul called off the basketball. And I believe that's going to be slapped on Shea Shepherd trying to defend Joplin Yoder.
Yeah, Joplin kept posting, and Shea Shepherd tried to get out of the block, but Joplin was just persistent and diligent on reposting, so drew that foul on them.
First personal foul on Shepherd, first team foul in the quarter on Alter. Highland to inbound now to beneath thrown backboard. Evie Mast into the corner to the Joplin Yoder, back to Mast. Out top, here's Trish Troyer. Dribbles it down to the right wing. Troyer backs it up. Stutter step to the foul line. Kicks the left point to Edie Mast. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be a no good. Rebound will be chased down now by Grace Ireton. Knights have it. Ireton passed across the midcourt line. Received by Brand. On the right wing to Overman. Pass inside and be out of bounds. Tried to force it in there to Shepherd. She was double-teamed and goes out of bounds for the turnover.
Yeah, the fifth team turnover for Alter. Back to Highland. So, Matt, you mentioned about the pay-per-view. I know a lot of coaches watching. I know Steve Mullett and the Golfing Boys in Sarasota, Florida, they're tuning in. They're watching the game tonight. So I'm sure it's warmer in Florida than what it is here.
No doubt. But we appreciate everybody tuning in, listening, or viewing the games this weekend. And that is much appreciated this weekend as well. I'm glad to bring that to you. Here's Joplin Yoder. Pass left wing, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointers up for the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed inside by Grace Ireton. Knights have it. 4:40 to play in the half. Still a 12-4 score. Brand into the front court. Bounce pass down to Moody on the left wing. Goes down top of the pass to Ireton. Now right to the foul line, Shepherd. And thrown away. There's the steal. Edie Mast has it. Six turnover on the Knights. Highland up top. Here's Edie Mast over to Joplin Yoder. Yoder drive. Lane. In traffic or shut up in the air. Going to be no good. But wave it off with the travel. And Highland will have the turnover that'll be there for
us. Yeah, first turnover they've had there in quite a while. They had three early. And first turnover since the first quarter for Highland.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM tonight. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond reporting on all the area scores for you all the way until midnight. Knights had the basketball. Here's the dribble now by Grace Ireton. Stolen away by Tori Weaver, and she'll be fouled after the steal, and Weaver is still making things happen.
Yeah, Tori's just an energy giver. I mean, she's on the floor. She may not put a lot of points up in the scoring production, but she doesn't need to. Plays like that gives Highland possessions. Another great job.
First personal on Grace Ireton, second team foul on the Knights. So Highland has the ball, still at 12-4 lead. 4:10 to play in the half. Embedded out top, Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the right wing. Yoder now to the lane. To the right blocker. Shot up in the air. Going to be no good off the glass. Rebound by Tori Weaver again. Back out top to Joplin Yoder. Now to Macy Mullett. Mullett to the foul line. Mullett kicks it right wing to Edie Mast. Mast foul line. Lane. Her 50-footers up in the air. Off the glass. No good. Rebound by Mast, however. Mast put back. No good. Finally grabbed by Overman on the rebound. Knights basketball in the fast break. Overman now to the corner. Back out top to Moody on the left wing. Received now by Potost. Here's Moody to the foul line. On the right point, received now by Potost. Cross-court pass to Curry. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound putback is no good as well by Potost, but she'll draw a foul on the offensive putback, and that'll send Sam Potost, the 5'7", 5'8", junior guard, to the foul line. 13th foul on Highland, and the second personal on Torrey Weaver.
Yeah, only the second offensive rebound that Alter has gotten here, which is has a lot to do with just their 4 points on the scoreboard. So Highland's done a really good job on the boards.
Yes, they have. First free throw attempt no good by Sam Potost. She'll have one more to go. All 4 points scored by Maddie Moody for them.
Yeah, Highland's really got, they've got Alter frustrated in half-court defense, but part of the game plan, I'm sure.
That second free throw up going to be no good as well. Missed them both. Rebound chased down by Joplin Yoder. And she's been everywhere as well in the first half.
Yeah, that's her sixth rebound already in the game here for Joplin.
Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet out top to Trish Troyer, but batted away instead on the steal by Sam Potost. Highland has the turnover. And they have their fifth turnover of the half. Potost out top for the Knights. Down to Maddie Moody. 3:05 to play. Second quarter. Overman, top of the key. Just 2 points so far in the quarter for the Knights. And Highland, just 2 points by comparison. So a low scoring second quarter. Out top now to Overman. Dribbles it against Macy Mullen. Her bounce pass to the right wing to R. Curry. Now to cutting Maddie Moody. Moody's 10 footers up in the air, going to be knocked down. Maddie Moody now all six for the Knights. 12-6 Highland. Here's Macy Mullen to the front court for the Lady Hawks. Down to the right wing. Mullen into the corner. Evie Mast. She'll dribble it out top. On the left point, Trish Troyer dumps it inside to Habiger on the right block. Habiger shuts up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound picked up off the bounce by Sam Potost. Knights basketball down 12-6. Out top to Moody. On the left wing to Alina Overman. Out top of the pass, now corralled by Jordan Thurnberg. Back in the left wing to Arcuri. Back in the corner. Now the dribble to the foul line by Overman. Hicks at right wing. Three-pointer up in the air by Thornburg. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound corralled by Potost. And then a foul.
Good ball.
And it says a hell ball. Excuse me. New foul. But the arrow does point to Alter.
Yeah, it's a team offensive rebound for Alter. The third offensive rebound.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fed Inc. Player of the Game. The player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Fed Inc. Custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesdale. Here's the dribble down to the foul line by Thornburg to the corner now to Curry. Curry to the baseline. Her shuts up in the air. No good. Rebound put back is good, however, by Molly Miller. Miller, her first two. Timeout Highland. 1:52 to play in the half. It's Highland 12 and Alter 8. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerine is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerine. Hospital.org.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting is serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas, call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. And certainly a defensive battle so far, Cousy, in this first half.
Yeah, it has been, Matt. You know, until the last couple of possessions, Highland was doing a really good job on the glass, and all of a sudden, you know, Alder comes up with two offensive rebounds, gets 4 points on that. So, but yeah, the defense in the half court for both teams is really a key here.
So Highland will have it up 12-8. Into the front court, here's Macy Mullet. Pass goes on the right wing to Habiger. Out top to Macy Mullet. Mullet comes to a jump stop. Backer cut not there. Out top to Evie Mass. On the right wing, back to Habiger. Habiger dribbles it. Down to the right block. Her shot against the double team. No good. Rebound corralled by Molly Miller. Knights basketball. Miller to the front court. 1.5 to play. Second quarter. Now to Moody with it high on the right. Her bounce pass goes to Thornburg. Back in the corner to Izzy R. Curry. Back out top to Moody. Moody surveys it. On the right wing goes to Sarah Brand. Now to R. Curry. In traffic goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland. It'll stay with the Knights.
Yeah, knocked loose there by Evie Mass. Stays with Alter.
Torrey Weaver checking back in for Highland, along with Perrin Mishler, was Habiger and Macy Millett getting the rest. McRae alongside David Cousy for Border tonight for tonight's broadcast. The final game of day one of the Classic. Pass inside goes to a cutting Shea Shepherd, who grabs it and banks it up and in. Off the inbounds pass for her first two, and that makes it a two-point ball game. 12-10 Highland, now an 8-0 run for the Knights. Highland ball now to Trish Troyer on the left wing. Troyer drive, lane, her shot up off the glass, that's no good. Rebound, 5-4, knocked to the four, and saved by Weaver, but goes out of bounds. And the Knights will have the basketball once again, down 12-10.
Yeah, Ultra's done a really good job here of just kind of, you know, working their way back in the game.
They turn the tables in the second. Now Molly Miller to inbound in the backcourt. Does so to Maddie Moody. Moody, the Northern Kentucky commit. Takes that three-quarter squirt now across the midcourt line. 40 seconds to play in the half. Back on the right wing to R. Curry. Backs it up high in the right. Crossover to the corner. Nice look inside to Moody. Her shot is off the glass. It's going to be good. Moody has eight, tied up now at 12 apiece. Highland ball. Here's Evie Mast. 20 seconds in counting. Fumbles it. Dribbles it again. Mast. Stutters up out top. And too much dribbling. 5-second violation on the defense by Sarah Brand.
Yeah. You know, it was good pressure. You could tell they were getting there. But I thought Evie was kind of going downhill. I thought she was trying to create some space. But Coach Slayball is questioning that one as well.
Right. Lady Hawks didn't get the call that time, and now the Ultra's going to have it. Molly Miller inbounds it. Tracked down now by Moody on the right wing. 10 seconds to go with a half. Tied at 12. That is Sarah Brand. 5 seconds inside the Shepherd. Shepherd for the right block. Deflected away, but it's going to be a foul called on Trish Troyer, who thought she had a clean steal.
Yeah, good post up by Shea Shepherd. Trish doing all she could there to prevent the easy basket. Had a lot of ball, but must have had a little bit of arm, too.
Her first, 14th foul on Highland. Shea Shepherd, 6'1 junior, is at the foul line. Free throws up, it's going to be no good.
That's their, I don't want to do the announcer jinx, but they're 0 for 5. I'd like to see 0 for 6.
You see what happens here.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
5, right.
Absolutely.
From the line. But I just got a rebound here on the free throw. They do miss with Moody on that right block.
2 seconds, that free throw up in the air going to be good. So, indeed, there it is.
Yeah.
She buries it right on cue. 13-12, and that's an 11-0 run.
Yeah, Highland's going to set something up here with 2.3.
Habiger baseball pass to the front court, going to be stolen away. And shot at the buzzer going to be no good by Moody. That'll close out the first half. Halftime score from the recenter. It is Kettering Ultra 13, Highland 12. We'll be back around the recap the first half for you after this. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
It is halftime here at the Classic of the Country. It is a 13-12 lead for Kettering and Alter. Highland led 10-2 after one. And actually, they were down 2-0. They would take a 12-0 run into the second quarter and led at that point 12-2. But then Alter closed out the half an 11-0 run of their own. And Alter has a 13-12 lead at halftime. For Kettering and Alter, leading the way was Maddie Moody in the first half. And Moody with 8 points in the first half and very efficient for her. And she would finish up going 4-for-4 from 2-point range. I should say rather 0-for-4 from 3-point range, but she was 4-for-6 from 2-point range for a total of 8 points. Also 3 points for Shea Shepherd, 2 points for Molly Miller, rounded out the scoring for Alter of 13. For Highland, bulk of the scoring came by one player. That was Joplin Yoder. Yoder with 9 points out of the 12 for Highland in that first half. As for Joplin coming through, going 0-for-3 on 3-point tries, 3-for-5 from 2-point range, 3-for-4 for the foul line. Joplin had 9 3-points. Ellie Habiger, and that was it for the scoring for a total of 12. Halftime score, Kettering Alter 13, Highland 12, and Cousy has a look at the first half team numbers.
Yeah, so Matt, for the first half, so Highland was 1-for-11 from the three-point line for only 9%. They were 3-for-13 from the field for 23%. 3-for-4 from the free throw line for 75%. Highland had 18 rebounds, and they had 6 turnovers in that first half. For Alter, they were 0-for-11 from the 3, so it's ice cold from the 3-point line right now for both teams. Alter, however, was 6-for-10 from the field, so 60%. Again, 4 of those for Maddie Moody. They went 1-for-6 from the free throw line for 16%. They also had 18 rebounds, so on the glass, it's 18 all. And Alter committed 7 turnovers in that first half.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, 6 boards for Joplin Yoder, 5 rebounds for Tori Weaver, 2 at the offensive end. Alter had 3 rebounds from Samantha Pontus and also 3 boards for Molly Miller in the first half. 13-12 Alter, Cousy, and we talked about a lot of defense in the first half, but for Highland, just need to find some other players besides Joplin Yoder to hit some shots.
Yeah, definitely a game of runs, Matt. You said that, you know, like Highland went on a 12-0 run in the first quarter, then Alter goes on an 11-0 run in the second quarter. But Trish Troyer, Evie Mass, that, you know, they've got some open threes. I think they need to score in transition or look for those. Alter is so good in the half-court defense. They're long, they're athletic, so making it difficult for Highland to get looks. But yeah, it's almost like a break the ice, you know, on the perimeter. And even Macy Mullet, like Macy, that first quarter, I thought she penetrated a little bit to the rim. And but yeah, a little bit of tentativeness. When you get an environment like this at the state tournament atmosphere, a lot of adjustments are at halftime. You know, kids get back in there and get their second wind, get their breath. So I'm sure there's going to be adjustments by both teams to start the second half. We'll just have to see what that pertains.
We'll see what happens. 13-12 Alter in halftime. Back with the second half after this on WKOM.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at KeimHome.com for more information.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. I mentioned Joplin Yoder. Of course, Ashland University commit with the 9 points in the first half, where she'll be going to Ashland and Contreras as a center. And Ashland University today, another big win, Cousy, for them. And a few Highland players stepping up as they have all season long. And Zoe Miller with the double-double.
Yeah, Zoe's been playing really well for Ashland. And obviously, you got Morgan Yoder and Ashley Mollett there also. So those three on the floor a lot together. You know, of course, still got Bryn Mollett, Dominican, and Kylie Horn and Ayla Miller at Malone. So you got some Hawk alumni out there in the college ranks, and that's what, you know, games like this, an atmosphere like this, gets them ready for that next level.
Yes, it certainly does. Highland ball to begin the second half of this one, and down by one. Trish Troyer has it on the left wing. Looking, kicks it out top now to Macy Mullett. Mullett back in the corner. Trish Troyer, her three-pointers up there, going to be in and out. No good. Rebound slapped around a couple of times on the floor. Finally picked up by Moody. Ultra basketball the other way. Moody on the foul line, shot up in the air, no good by Moody from 15 feet away. Rebound to the floor, chased down by Habiger. Highland basketball. Habiger picks it up into the front court now to Evie Mast. On the right side, now to Macy Mullett. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound slapped to the floor, chased after, and picked up now by Alina Overman. Ultra basketball again. Baseball pass front court and received now by Potter. Shot no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball. Here's Macy Mullett to the front court in transition. Back in the corner, Evie Mast. Mast drive. Lane. Her layup off the last is going to be no good. Rebound now pulled down by Overman. Knights basketball again. Here's Overman into the front court. 13-12 the score. That's what the halftime score is. And then The same score right now with 6:50 and counting third quarter. Back of the quarter, three-pointer up in the air by Sierra Brand's going to be way off the mark and pulled down on the board by Overman. They're going to be a foul called, I believe, under the basket away from the basketball. That'll be the first team foul on Highland coming in this third quarter play and call that on Evie Mast. That's her second. Now Tori Weaver will check in for Highland and replacing Evie Mast.
Yep.
Knights have it. Embedded now into the hands of Moody. Moody to the foul line. Her 18 footers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Stepped out of bounds. It'll be off of Izzy or Curry's hands. And Highland will have the ball on the back baseline.
Yeah, Highland will get the team rebound here and try to get some offense going for the Hawks. It seems like it's been a while since they scored.
No doubt. Up 12-2 at one point. And here's Macy Mullett out top. Mullett's pass left wing to Trish Troyer. Backs it up. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be good. There it is, Joplin. Now 12 points for Highland and a 15-13 Highland advantage.
Yeah, much-needed three. Joplin had some space and just knocked it down.
Ulter has the basketball. Out top now, Izzy R. Curry. 6:05 to play third quarter. Back out top of the dribble, now to the foul line, to the lane. Layup off the glass is going to be good on the drive by Alina Overman in bucket. Her first two. Tied at 15 now. Highland basketball. Back in the corner, Joplin Yoder dribbles it. Yoder's pass goes out top now to Trish Troyer. On the left wing, the Tori Weaver, but stolen away. Overman has it. And transition to the foul line. Bounce pass goes inside. Shut up by Curry. No good. Rebound put back by Curry on the second effort. That's no good on the putback. Rebound finally grabbed by Trish Troyer. Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullett to the front court. Tied at 15. Mullett now to the corner. She'll back it up. Mullett looking. Picks up the dribble. Out top down the pass to Trish Troyer. Dribbles the top of the key. Into the corner now to Macy Mullett. That three-pointer's up there. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Moody. Knights have it. Tied at 15. 5-12 to play in the third. Moody now to the foul line. Backs it in. Back in the corner now. Three-pointer goes up there by Curry. That's no good. Rebound finally grabbed under the basket, however. It'll be by Sam Potist. Dumps it inside now to Curry. Knocked out of bounds by Highland. And Ulter will keep the basketball.
Yeah, good block by Macy Mullett on that one.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Sarah Brand to inbound. Lobs it in the hands of Potist. Backs it up, bounce off. That bounce pass to Molly Miller now. Ryan Leff, who checks in the game. Now back to Sarah Brand. Out top to Moody. Back in the right point. Grabbed by Sam Panos. On the left point received by Brand. Brand, top of the key. Finds Miller. On the right wing, Moody. Moody jab step. Now dribbles it. Who's out top of the pass to Panos. Into the corner to Molly Miller. Off top of the pass to Sarah Brand. On the right wing. And be grabbed on the right side now by Grace Ireton. On the left point, back to Miller. Into the corner now, grabbed by Sarah Brand. Out top to Sam Panos. They need to work the ball around the perimeter. Now into the hands of Sarah Brand, right at the foul line. Brand, crosser pass left corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Sam Panos. Rebound going to be grabbed by Brand. Tries to save it. Now it's knocked down on the floor. Dove after and going to be grabbed somehow by Alter in the timeout. It was grabbed by Ireton, and they got a timeout as well. Tied at 15, 4:06 to play third quarter. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives the free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel and Embroidery and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Mac Roy alongside David Cousy Border for tonight's broadcast. It'll be Kettering Ultra Basketball out of the timeout. And Sarah Brand, the freshman guard, to inbound. It does so to Shea Shepherd in the game now, the 6'1" junior. On the left wing, grabbed by Ireton. Ireton takes the top of the key, now to the foul line. Left wing the pass to Sarah Brand. Out top to Shepherd. Her three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be nothing but net. Shea Shepherd 6 points for her, 18-15 Ultra.
That's the first made three of the game for Ultra right there.
Highland ball. Here's a drive by Evie Master. 10-footers up in the air. No good by Evie. Rebound stepped into bounds by Shepard, and Highland will retain possession of the basketball.
Substitutions for the Knights, number four.
3.5 to play third quarter. And Macy Mullen now to inbound. Again, Joplin Yoder with 12 of the 15 points for Highland tonight. Mullet. Gets a pass off out top here, and Mister deflects it. Now she'll grab it. Mister, top of the key. Out of the foul line to the baseline. Her run up in the air going to be no good. Rebound goes to Shea Shepherd. Knights basketball the other way. On the left wing, Molly Miller comes to a jump stop out top to Shepherd. On the right corner. Grabbed by Tony. Tony back out top to Shepherd now. Dumps it inside. Grabbed by Moody. Moody into the right block. Shot with him by Moody. Up in the air. She'll knock it down.
Yeah, good move in there by Maddie Moody with the left hand.
She has 10, 20-15 Ultra. Highland with it out top. Here's Macy Mullen. Gets the handoff to Edie Mast. Out top, Mischer. Left wing now to Tori Weaver. Joplin Yoder getting the rest right now for Highland. And Mullen has it. Back out top to Weaver. Left wing in the pass to Edie Mast. Out top. Over to Ellie Habiger. Back to Mullet on the left wing. Mullet drive, lane. Her layup off the glass is going to be good. Good take by Macy Mullet.
Yeah, very good job by Macy getting to the rim. Highland needs more of that from different people.
Yes, they do. First two of the game for Macy, 20-17 Ultra. They have it now, the Shepherd on the right wing. Gets it out top of the pass to Overman on the left wing. Back to Molly Miller. Dumps it inside, knocked to the floor, and knocked out of bounds by the diving Tori Weaver.
Yeah, you know, so Tori Weaver's on Maddie Moody, right? So if Moody catches it, it's over. She's going to score. So Tori's got to do everything she can, just not let her catch it, and that's what she did.
That's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
And Ultra will have it. Now beneath their own backboard in that three-point advantage. And Madden on the bucket, rolls out of bounds, and nobody open. Great tonight. Defense by Highland draws the turnover on the inbounds pass.
Yeah, and Matt, so what doesn't show up is just like that play by Tori, and all of a sudden now, next possession, turnover, Highland ball, right? So save 2 points defensively. So, again, just little things that hopefully Highland can take advantage of here.
Making a difference. Now Highland has it, and Macy Mowat dribbles it to the corner. Inside, Joplin Yoder grabs it. Back to Macy, now high on the right. Back out top of the pass to Evie Mast. Mast dribbles the top of the key, the handoff down to Macy Mullet. Mullet, three-pointer, goes up in the air. It's going to be no good. Rebound to the four, picked up by Molly Miller. Miller has it tied up, however. Good job by Joplin, got a hand on the basketball, but the arrow does point to Alter. 2 minutes to go in the third, 20-17 ball game. And Alter has it against the Highland full court pressure. Now Weaver will check back in after a quick rest, replacing Trish Troyer. Molly Miller to win Bennett. 5'5 sophomore on the back baseline. Does so to Tony. Miley Tony dribbles it against Macy Mullet. Fumbles it. Now picks it up. Pass goes into the hands now of Curry. Back into the front court to Molly Miller. Miller. Bounce pass goes to the corner now. The Overman dribbles it. Drive. Double team. Out top to Tony. Back in the corner to Molly Miller. Shovels it out top to Overman. On the left point. Back to Moody. Into the corner to the Tony. Tony dribbles it now back out top to Miller. Back on the right side. Received now by Overman. On the left point, back to Tony. Into the corner, here's Molly Miller with the basketball. Miller to the foul line. Lobs it back out top to Moody. 126 in counting third quarter. Ultra basketball in a three-point lead. Now top to Overman. Her pass goes to Moody. Too tall, out of bounds. And that defense will draw a turnover to Alter up to 9 on the contest.
Yeah, good job of fronting there. And another turnover for Alter. See if Highland can take advantage of that turnover.
Macy Miller out, and Pierre Mischler checks back in for Highland. Evie Mast will act as the point guard for Highland. Down by three. Mast to the front court. Here pass, left to the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the lane. Into the corner now to Habiger. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder from the right block. Her putback going to be no good. Partially blocked, rebound grabbed by Izzy Arcuri. Into the front court to Sarah Brand for the Knights on the right wing. Out top, Miller. On the right point, back over to Maddie Moody. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound tipped to the corner. And corralled by Miller now. Inside to Moody. Nice look to the baseline to Overman. Her 10-footer's no good. Rebound grabbed by Para Mishler now for Highland. That was a pass to Evie Mass. Baseball pass front court, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Kicks the left wing, Torrey Weaver. Weaver, 10-footers up in the air, is going to be knocked down, Torrey Weaver.
Big basket by Torrey.
Her first two, Highland back to within 120-19. 20 seconds to play in the third. Overman now to the front court. It's the handoff over to Sarah Brand. Down to 12 seconds. Brand out top, down to the foul line. Into the corner now to Arcuri. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be knocked down. Izzy Arcuri with 3 seconds. Evie Mass has it knocked loose on the floor. That'll do it here for the third quarter of play. Through three quarters from the recenter. It is Kettering Ultra 23, Highland 19. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Ultra outscoring Highland 10-7 in that third quarter of action. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Cousy, where Highland was 1-for-6 on 3-point tries, Ultra 2-for-6. Highland 2-for-6 from 2-point range, Ultra was 2-for-9. And neither team attempted a foul shot in that third quarter. Well, Kettering Ultra out rebounded Highland 13-7. Two turnovers for Kettering Ultra, one for Highland in that third quarter of play. Highland ball in the beginning of the fourth quarter. And Macy Mullen has it in the backcourt. Double team. Mullen dribbles away from it. Now across the midcourt line. Has it out top. Mullen's pass goes over to Joplin Yoder. Back to Macy Mullen. Into the corner, Trish Troyer. Back to Mullen now, high on the left. Surveys it. Mullen. Pass around the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Kicks the right wing back to Evie Mast. Mast to the foul line. Kicks the left wing, Trish Troyer now. Troyer crossover. Fumbles it. Picks it back up. Double team and gets called for traveling.
Yeah. They knocked to lose Trish Hustle after, but as soon as she stepped up with the basketball, that would be that'd be traveling on high. Their eighth turnover of the game.
So Ultra will have it in a 4-point lead early in the fourth quarter. Embedded to Alina Overman. Works it against Evie Mast. Into the front court, received by Sarah Brand. Brand to the right wing. Gets the handoff now to Maddie Moody. Her cross-court pass to R. Curry. Back of the corner to Brand. Dumps it inside now to Shea Shepherd. Shepherd backs it in. Some contact. Falls down in the Joplin Yoder. No foul. And goes out top. Strum for the basketball. Grabbed now by Sarah Brand. And a timeout called by Ultra. 7:09 to play in the fourth. A 23-19 Ultra advantage. This is Classic in the Country on WKOM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83, Millersburg. And meanwhile, a half-court violation on our Curry on the inbounds pass, and it'll be a turnover of the 10th on Kettering Ultra.
Yeah, nice job by Highland, kind of getting a different look defensively in that half-court trap. Out of the timeout, force Alger into their 10th turnover of the game.
Inbounded to Macy Mullen. She'll corral it off the inbounds pass. Mullen across the half-court line. Guarded by Overman. Bounce pass, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Into the corner to Evie Mass. Mass drive. Out top now. And the three-pointer by Macy Mullen. She'll knock it down. Macy Mullen from deep. Mullen has 5 points, all coming in the second half. And we're now a one-point ball game. Highland down 23-22. Into the front court now for Ulster on the right wing. Here's Overman. Out top. Down to Maddie Moody. Into the corner grab by Sierra Brand. Out top Shepherd. Her three-pointer is up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound 5-4 grabbed by Macy Mullet. Mullet off to the races on the fast break. On the left wing back to Haberger. Now to Macy Mullet. Mullet thought about it. Out top instead of the pass to Evie Mast.
Yeah, Macy was ready to cue that one up again.
She was. She's feeling like, it.
Yeah. They're going to have a little set here, get a better look.
Mullet now the right side. Gets the pass over to Haberger. Now to Mullet. Mullet three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good that time. And grabbing the board by Maddie Moody. Knights have it. Moody to the front court. Back in the corner to Shepherd. Shepherd holds onto it. Kicks it out top now to Izzy Arcuri on the left wing. Back to Overman. Inside now to Shepherd. Backs up to the corner. Shepherd down to the right block. Poke loose. Goes to the far sideline. Diving steal picked up by Haberger. And that'll be the turnover of the 11th on Ulster. Back out top to Macy Mullet. And a timeout called by Highland. 5:40 to play, 23-22 Kettering Ultra. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Johnsonville brats, $4.98. USDA inspected twin pack whole pork shoulder butts, $1.58 a pound. We also have USDA choice boneless bottom round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA inspected pork shoulder steak, $2.18 a pound. USDA choice New York strip steak, $9.98 a pound. Gerber's all white ground chicken, $4.48 a pound. 10-pound bag of Gerber's chicken leg quarters, 78 cents a pound, and sweet imported red cherries, $3.98 a pound. It's all now through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond reporting in all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. And it will be the Lady Hawks basketball out of the timeout, down by one. Torrey Weaver inbounds it to the corner. Grabbed by Trish Troyer inside the Joplin Yoder. Out top now to Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the foul line. Her 50-footer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound snapped to the hands of Maddie Moody. Ultra basketball up 23-22. 5.5 to go from the recenter and Dave Schlebel court. Sierra Brand's pass goes right side. On the dribble now out top by Thornburg. Back in the left point. Received by Sam Potest. On the right point now to Sierra Brand. Back in the corner, Thornburg. Dumps it inside, going to be stolen away by Trish Troyer. Turnover the number 12 on Ultra. And Highland has the basketball. Here's Macy Mullet to the front court. Mullet dribbles it high on the right. Poke loose, falls down. She was tackled, though, by Thornburg, so that'll be a foul. The first team foul of the quarter on Ulster, and Thornburg has her first.
Yeah, you can't tackle. Jack Sawyer can tackle Monday night. You can't tackle at the Classic in the Country on Saturday night.
That's right. Absolutely. Wrong sport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Big possession here for Highland. See if they get something drawn up. Down one with 4:56. It's been a very, very hard, physical, well-played game by two teams that just, they know how to defend.
They do. They're showing that tonight. Here's Macy Mullet, has it out top. Takes it down to the right wing. Mullet, top of the key. Down to the left wing. Pass goes into the hands of Evie Mast. Now to Macy Mullet, high on the left. Now back to the corner to Trish Troyer. Troyer, stutter step. She'll find Mast. Mast down top. Bounce pass inside Joplin. She'll be down, though, trying to defend her, but behind was Moody. She'll get called for the foul.
Yeah. You know, Joplin does such a good job. She did it in the first half. Did it there. Of just when she posts up, she just gets really low and really deep. Makes it. If you're a defender, you have a hard time getting around, right? So because she does a really good job of doing that.
Great position. Second personal on Moody. Second team foul on Ultra. Highland ball still down by one. 4.5 to go. Embedded to Haberger in the corner. She'll find Torrey Weaver. Now they hand off back to Trish Troyer. She'll find Evie Mast high on the left side. Mast out top. Crossover now to the foul line. Mast to the baseline. Kicks it back to the corner. Trish Troyer. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Sam Potest. And a held ball. inside. Arrow does point to Alter.
Nice possession.
Kettering Alter 23, Highland 22. Focal pressure is on. Embedded to Moody. Moody dribbles it. Takes it herself across the half-court line. They hand off to Overman out top. Overman against Weaver. Backs it up near the midcourt line. Bounce pass to the right side to R. Curry. Her pass goes out top of the hands now of Overman. Back inside to Moody. Moody, layup off the last. No good. Rebound. Put back up. Going to be no good by Overman. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by Moody. Her put back up. Going to be no good again. Rebound finally corralled by Torrey Weaver. Highland basketball. Down by a one. Here's Evie Mass down to the front court. 3:40 to go. Mass directing traffic out top. Takes a left point double team. Gets a pass off just in time to Joplin Yoder. And a left wing jump to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound knocked away. Going to be, I believe, a foul call going after that basketball. Or would it be just be out of bounds?
I think they called maybe hit the top of the support on that. Yeah, I think that's what that one was. Yep.
New foul. The Knights will have it. With 3:24 to go. Full pressure on by Highland as for usual. Now embedded and grabbed to the backcourt by Alina Overman. Overman takes it herself against Edie Mast across the half-court line. Overman on the left point. Drive, lane. Who's crashing in there? Gets called for the charge. And drawing it, Torrey Weaver.
Yeah, good job by Torrey stepping in and taking the charge. That's the 13th turnover of the game for Alter. Again, Torrey just at the right place at the right time.
Second personal on Overman, 13 foul on the Knights. Highland right in this thing, Cousy. Just need to find the bucket here, down by one.
Yeah, it's one of those games where each possession is magnified, right? Because there's no easy looks for either team.
Macy Mullet to the front court. On the left wing, the Trish Troyer out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointers up there going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Overman. Overman will be bumped in down after the board. And I believe on... It'll be Evie Mass. Mass has her third. First team foul on Highland. 2:57 to go. Full court pressure on by the Lady Hawks. The man-to-man press and embedded by Sam Pottis. Grabbed by Sarah Brand. Brand double team. Gets it off there to Maddie Moody. Moody across the midcourt line. Her cross-court pass to Pottis on the right wing. Back out top to Overman. 2:45 to play. Overman now on the right side, dribbles it to the corner, now on the right wing. Pass goes down top now. Over to Molly Miller. 2:35, the end counting. On the right wing, bagged by Overman again. Backs it up, out top to Sarah Brand. Dumps it inside, going to be intended for Moody, but she was tripped up, I believe, by Ellie Habiger.
Yeah, only the second foul of the quarter for Highland, so really not a bad foul.
Third personal on Hamburger, and Alter inbounds it to Benny throw backboard as Izzy or Curry will check back in, and short place Sam Pottis. Torrey Weaver also back in for Highland, and it'll be Trish Troyer who will have a seat. Moody to inbound. Her pass goes to Sarah Brand out top. Adam Moody. Deflected on the four and stolen now by Macy Mullet. Mullet in transition on the right wing. Out top to Evie Mast. Backs it up to reset the offense. And now a timeout called by Highland. 2:13 to go. Kettering Alter 23, Highland 22. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thud and Ink Player of the Game, as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thud and Ink Custom Apparel and Embroidery and the screen printing in Holmesville. And it'll be Highland basketball out of the timeout. At side court, Ellie Hadberger to inbound. Her pass corralled by Macy Mullett. Mullett across the midcourt line on the right wing. Mullett drive, lane, run by Mullett, can be blocked by Moody. And Moody got the rebound and the foul called as well, I believe, on that'll be out of bounds actually off of Macy Mullett. So Ulster's going to have this basketball against that full court pressure. Embedded to Moody. Moody dribbles it now across the timeline. On the right wing to Arcuring. 2 minutes to go. Arcuring out top, bounce pass to the left wing, back to Moody. Top of the key now, Sarah Brand. The left wing now to Molly Miller. Miller dribbles it. It's a bounce pass off in the hands of Sarah Brand. On the right corner, grabbed by Overman. Overman on the right point. 5'7 junior guard. Works against Macy Mullen. 136 in counting. Back to Moody on the right point. Back out top now. The dribble by Sarah Brand. Brand, bounce pass inside. Nice cut by Izzy Arcuri, who makes it up and in. Arcuri has 5, 25-22 lead for Ulster. Highland ball. Here's Evie Mast. Out top, Macy Mullett. Mullett calls out to play. Now to Habiger on the left wing to Trish Troyer. Out top, Hacker. Now stolen away instead by Moody. Moody on the lone on the other end. Her layup off the glass. No, that it will lay in. She'll get it to go. Maddie Moody now is 12 and a 5-point lead for Ulster. Highland basketball. 55 seconds in counting. Here's Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer for the right wing. Going to be knocked down. Big shot, Joplin Yoder. 15 points for Joplin. Two-point ball game, 27-25. Ulster, 48 seconds to go. Timeout called. This is Classic in the Country on WKOM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Highland down by two. Highland really has taken care of the basketball pretty well tonight, Cousy. Just the 9 turnovers, but a couple of big turnovers here late.
Yeah, that one there, obviously, the turnover for Moody go down and score to put Alder up by five. And then big three by Joplin, so defensive stops. Highland's only got 2 fouls here in the quarter, so a couple to give yet.
Full pressure on. Baseball pass by Miller. Yep. Going to be grabbed by Moody across midcourt. Has it out top. Fumbles it. Now dribbles it. And she'll be fouled by Joplin Yoder. 13th foul now. Highland. Joplin has her second.
Yeah, but they threw long. And Tori did a good job. It's like a wide receiver to safety. You know, like a Hail Mary type pass. But only the 13th foul of the quarter here for Highland.
So Ultra will inbound it at side court. Molly Miller. Her pass to the right wing. Over to Arcuri. She'll be fouled by Evie Mast. Makes it the fourth team foul on Highland. And Mast will have her fourth personal foul. 42 seconds to go. Trish Troyer now will check in for the Lady Hawks, replacing Evie Mast.
In the game for the Hawks, number 15, Trish Troyer.
2-point advantage for Kettering Ultra. They have the ball. And then it'll be tracked down by Sarah Brand, and she'll be fouled right away by Macy Mullen. That'll be team foul number 5, so now double bonus and free throws here for Sarah Brand. Brand, new points tonight. 5'7 freshman guard. So the freshman stepped to the foul line with 41.5 seconds to play.
That's the bad. They got three. We talked about it at halftime. They got three freshmen playing a lot of minutes, so the tradition of Ulster is going to continue here for several more years, obviously.
No doubt. Free throw, nothing but net by Brand on the first attempt. Makes it a 3-point game. Weaver is out, and back in Ellie Habiger. Per Mischler also will check out. Evie Mast back in. Brand with a second free throw. That's up, that's in and out. Going to be no good rebound. Fought four on the four goes into the hands of Sarah Brand, and she'll call the timeout. 38 seconds to play. It is Kettering Ultra 28, Highland 25. This is Classic in the Country on WKOM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Kettering Ultra has the basketball in a three-point lead, 38 seconds to go. And to win about it is going to be Molly Miller. She'll find Sarah Brand. She'll be fouled right away by Trish Troyer. Troyer has her second personal foul and more free throws for Kettering Ultra.
Yes, and Sarah Brand right back to the line. And again, Matt, just like the last one on that miss, the free throw line rebounding, right? So a lot of emphasis on that.
Got to get it, no doubt. And she slipped that pair the last time. This free throw's up in the air. That's going to be good. 2 points for Sarah Brand tonight, both at the foul line here in this fourth quarter. And Habiger and Evie Mass checking back in to get the offense back in there for Highland with Sarah Brand shooting the second free throw attempt. That is up in the air. Going to be good. Makes them both. So she's buried three out of the four free throws here.
Yeah, absolutely.
30-25, Kettering Ultra. Highland ball, 37.1 seconds to go. In batted now to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court. Now to the right wing. Mullet to the corner. Knocked loose on the floor. Dove after and grabbed. It's going to be a held ball. The arrow does point to Highland, fortunately. So look, Highland will keep that one. And a Macy Mullet will give way to her teammate Joplin Yoder to inbound the basketball. And in the corner, the pass goes to Habiger. Now the Macy Mullet should be bumped in foul. Going for the steal was Alina Overman. Instead, she'll get slapped with a foul. Her third personal foul, 14th foul on Alter.
Yeah, Alter had one to give there. So, aggressive play.
And now Habiger inbounds it midway into the front court on the far side. Her baseball pass goes cross-court to Joplin. Now the Macy Mullet for a three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. He is grabbed by Arcuri. 19 seconds in counting. A double dribble is going to be called on Sarah Brand. So that'll be a turnover. Highland gets the ball back with 18.6 seconds to go, down by five.
That's a break for Highland, obviously, on that one. So they're still going to have to get a quick hitter here. I think, there was a girl getting ready to sub in.
Because
the ref had already handed the ball to Highland, but they let her in.
Now Miller gets in and batted a jump on Yoder. Yoder picks it up. Picks the right side now to Macy Mullet. 14 seconds. Now Trish Troyer, her three-pointers up in the air, going to be knocked down, Trish Troyer. And timeout with 9 seconds to go. 30-28, Kettering Ultra after the three-pointer by Trish Troyer. This is Classic in the Country on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
30-28 Kettering Alter, 9.2 seconds to go. Of course, they'll have it on the back baseline due to the Knights against Highlands full court pressure. And inbounded. Good to the Knight defense. Inbounded finally. It'll be grabbed by Sarah Brand. She'll be fouled right away. I should see our Curry was fouled by Evie Mast.
Yeah, pretty much Highland trying to deny, trying to get a 5-second call. Didn't have it. So the quick foul once it's in.
And that will be Mast's fifth personal foul, so she will foul out. With no points this evening. But they, as you mentioned, they get that quick foul. So Izzy Arcuri, another freshman, at the foul line. She has 5 points tonight. All 5 points coming in the second half.
Yeah, they got a minute to make the substitution. I think Coach Laywell is going to just take all 60 seconds of that. Ice to the free throw shooter, like, you know, like ice in a field goal kicker, right?
Absolutely. Might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah.
15, sure. 2-point ball game right here.
Yeah. They're, point note two, Highland is out of timeouts as well. They've used all of them, right?
So Lady Hawks need to miss here. That free throw up in the air going to be good by Izzy Arcuri, though. These freshmen knocking down some free throws. Arcuri has 6. Makes it a 3-point game. Big free throw here. And that is up in the air. That is going to be nothing but net. Two possession game, 32-28, Kettering Alter.
Yeah, clutch free throws for the freshman, stepping up there like she's had, like she's done this before.
No doubt. Havoker has it on the back baseline. Baseball pass goes to Macy Mullett, corrals it. Mullett out top, left wing, now to Perrin Mischler. Into the corner, Joplin Yoder, a three-pointer up there by Joplin. Off the mark, rebound grabbed inside. That'll be by Sarah Brand, and that will do it. And Kettering Alter hangs on to get the win tonight by the score of 32-28. And Alter will improve the record now to 11-5. They won 2 straight. Highland will go to 13-2, and that snaps a 13-game winning streak for the Lady Hawks tonight. Again, the final score, it was Kettering Alter 32, Highland 28. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomeran Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeran is just around the corner. Find a location at Pomeran. Hospital.org.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Looking to boost your career in 2025? Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
It is the final game of day number one of the Classic in the Country, and Kettering Ultra gets the win 32-28 over Highland in the defensive battle tonight. Highland led 10-2 after one, actually took a 12-0 run into the second and led 12-2 at that point. But then Ultra, they would outscore Highland 11-0 to close out the first half, and Kettering Ultra had a one-point lead at 13-12 at halftime, and Ultra outscoring Highland 10-7 in the third quarter. They had a 23-19 lead through three, and they go on to get the win by 4 points at 32-28 over the Highland Lady Hawks. For Kettering Ultra, leading the way for them, that was Maddie Moody. Moody for the contest would finish up with 12 points now for her. As for Moody, would finish up 0 for 5 on three-point tries, but she was 6 for 12 for two-point range for a total of 12 points. Also, Izzy R. Curry, a good 1 of 2 on three-point tries, 1 for 4 from two-point range, 2 of 4 from the foul line. R. Curry had 7. 6 points for Shea Shepherd. 3 points scored by Sarah Brand, and also 2 apiece for Alina Overman and Molly Miller. Rounded out the total of 32 for Ultra. And for Highland, leading the way for them, that was Joplin Yoder. As for Joplin, in double figures for the 14th time on the season. And Joplin finished up going 2 for 7 from beyond the arc, 3 for 6 from two-point range, 3 for 4 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 15 points. 5 points scored by Macy Mullett, all coming in the second half. 3 apiece for Trish Troyer and Ellie Habiger. 2 points scored by Tori Weaver. And that would total up the total for Highland of 28. Final score, Kettering Ultra got the win, 32-28 over Highland. Now with the final team numbers, here's Cousy.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. So for Highland, for their 28 points, they went 5 of 26 from the three-point line for 19%. They went 5 for 21 from the field for 24%. Highland was 3 for 4 from the free throw line, all those from Joplin Yoder for 75%. Highland had 27 rebounds, and they committed 9 turnovers. For Kettering Ultra, the Knights, they went 2 for 18 from the 3 for 11%. But the story of the game was they were 10 for 22 from the field for 45%, 6 for 12 from the free throw line. A couple of those, actually 3 or 4 of those late in the game from the freshman, Isaiah Curry, right, that sealed the deal, 50% from the line. Ultra in the second half really rebounded the basketball well. At halftime, it was 18-all. Ultra ended up with 40 rebounds in total, so they went plus 13, and they committed 15 turnovers. So second half rebounding, it was 22-9 in favor of Ultra. It was clutch free throw shooting late in the game, and just not enough made shots in the second half by Highland, but solid game all around for both teams.
individual rebounding leaders for Alter. It was 7 boards for Izzy Curry, and also 8 rebounds, Maddie Moody, 2 at the offensive end, 5 boards for Molly Miller. And for Highland, leading the way was Joplin Yoder. She finished up with 8 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end. Tori Weaver also had 6 boards. She had 2 at the offensive end. Ellie Habiger had 3 rebounds on the night. Alter wins at 32-20 over Highland. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is a final here as, again, Henry Notre gets the win, 32-28 over Highland. And our Thunderneck player of the game, Joplin Yoder, had 15 points to go along with 8 rebounds. And it's a 15 of the 28 scored by Highland. So Joplin Yoder will be our Thunderneck player of the contest. And Joplin came out, had another great night here for this Highland team.
She did, especially early. I mean, early on, I think she had 12 of the first 15 and really did a nice job, defensively down there, rebounding the basketball, hit some big shots, and just not enough in the game, but really solid game for Joplin and some of the other kids for Highland. And we talked off the air, Matt, a little bit about how games like this, this is the 22nd Euro Classic of the country, right? So Highland's played in, 44 of them, right? So,
yeah.
Games like this, there's a reason Coach Laywall schedules opponents like Kettering Alder. Their opponent on Monday night with Brush is a completely different style of game, but what we've always done and what Brady continues to do is get ready for March in the postseason, and exactly what they did tonight, even though they came up short on the scoreboard.
Kuzi, appreciate your time.
Matt, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah, great job as always, and appreciate WKLM for their sponsorship of the Classic, and another full day ahead tomorrow.
Should be a lot of fun, no question about that. So stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll have interviews throughout the course of the day. Of course, we'll be also live streaming all the games of the Classic at WKLM.live. You'd like to access that for tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Of course, plenty of coverage both tomorrow and Monday here on WKLM. For Kuzi, I'm Matt Croy. Special thanks to Claxton Communications as well, and also Michael Hammond back at the studio. Again, the final score tonight, it was Kettering Ultra 32 and Highland 28. So long, everybody.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.